Is there any lyric more insufferable than this? For that and a host of other pompous cliches, the music magazine Blender has crowned Sting rock's worst lyricist. He tops a list that includes Carly Simon, Dan Fogelberg, and Noel Gallagher from Oasis. John Dolan, senior critic with Blender, is on the line. So why Sting?
Longevity and his ability to be bad over, you know, three decades, really. And bad in different sort of forms, you know.
You mean when he was with the Police, too?
When he was with the Police, I mean, you know, he was name-dropping Nabokov in his song to prove that he had taught English, which is, you know, that's fine, that's cool, because he also had some, you know, a lot of good sort of catchy, funny lyrics. But as he sort of got a larger sense of his cultural and musical import and started hanging out with jazz musicians and discovering other countries, things went downhill quickly.
Okay, well, I notice a lot of 70s bands on your list. So what is it about the 70s?
Well, after the Beatles and Sgt. Pepper's, the idea that rock, again, like, had to be meaningful really became in the hands of people who weren't Lennon and McCartney, less skilled and less, you know, insightful people. Really, we, you know, got into some problems, especially during the prog rock era when you had bands like Yes and Jethro Tull writing concept records about sun worship and character studies about medieval millers and things like that.
Led Zeppelin, are you?
Led Zeppelin, of course.
About,
I mean, when you've got a band, a great band with great songs writing, you know, lyrics based on the Hobbit, it's not good.
But Gollum at the evil wall crept up and slipped away with her, yeah.
You know, John, the thing about rock and pop music is it's just full of bad lyrics. And so how do you choose?
I think the standard you have to use is, obviously, you're right. I mean, people have said that rock music is bad poetry set to music. In this case, we took people where no amount of good songwriting or good music could apologize for the terribleness of the lyrics, where there was such towering pretension, such facile sophomoric literary pomposity that there was just no way that they could ever write a song. You know, even in the case of U2, one of the most heroic rock bands ever, you have hilarious Bono howlers about trying to teach us who Martin Luther King is, for instance, you know, acting like he's stumbling upon it for the first time ever in the history of man.
Early morning, April 4, shut rings out.
Bono, Sting, two sides of the same coin.
They kind of are.
Okay. John Dolan, senior critic with Blender. Their list of the worst lyricists in rock music is out in the November issue. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Yes. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.